Rules Committee will come to order. Lisa, please call the roll.
Chair Renner?
Here.
Representative Bell?
Here.
Beltran?
Here.
Brown? Bush?
Here.
Clemens?
Here.
Fetterhoff?
Here.
Geller?
Here.
Gottlieb? Grant?
Here.
Mariano?
Here.
McLean?
Here.
Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez, excused. Rommel? Schlossberg King, excused. Toledo? Wilhite? Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Members, on the desk is a special order letter for session on Wednesday, April 20th. As we did at our previous meetings, we have included negotiated time allocations for questions and debate on all bills on special order. Are there questions?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mr. Chair, and I have not ever disagreed with anything this committee did, but how would I ask to divide the question so that we could consider 3C and 5C separately? And in what fashion may I object to our consideration of them for special order matters?
Okay, you're asking a procedural question, not a question on the special order letter. And I'm not sure I understand your question when you say divide.
Well, is there any way that we could vote, divide the question so we vote on adding 1C, which we must do.
I understand the question.
From 3C and 5C.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're voting on the entire special order letter as it is, so we're not going to split up that, so the vote is to the entirety, and it's, I suppose if you object to the piece of it sufficiently to not want to support it, you can vote no.
Do we have the opportunity to have any comment before we vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a few minutes, I'm going to ask, is there debate? And you'll have that opportunity.
It's never happened, so I'm not sure.
All right, yeah. It just goes so fast. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, is there public testimony? Seeing none. Is there debate? Representative Geller in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me make clear, I have no problem with the fact that we're placing 1C on the special order calendar because we have to. We have to get it done. And, you know, we pass something, it's vetoed, it's back in our lap. I have no problem with any of the time allocations that the chair has graciously worked out with our ranking member. I do have an issue with our taking up 3C and 5C. I think it's inappropriate, and I think that is a violation of the legislature's prerogatives. The redistricting we discussed, we pass something, and there's a process. If we are coming back in May to talk about property insurance, which both chambers debated, and I hope condo reform, which each chamber passed, that's also entirely appropriate. But I think that 3C and 5C, which were only added to the call as of this morning, I think that the fact that they were never even in committee until this afternoon, that the ink wasn't dry on them, I think it's disrespectful to the legislature for any governor on any issue like that to disregard the process that we have. I should also mention that, frankly, I think it's inappropriate that even the redistricting bill is going directly from subcommittee to this committee in the floor without a meeting. It should be going through full redistricting, frankly. So I've never raised an issue about anything that the chair has wanted to do. And I certainly do not look to the chair as being responsible for the situation we're in with 3C and 5C. It was fine to have them added. They were discussed in committee, but personally, but I think on behalf of some of my colleagues as well, and I would hope on both sides of the aisle, we should say that that is not the process we follow here. If they need to be added to the next special, which we know is coming, then that's fine. We'll have had some time to debate it in committee, look at the bill, think about it, consider it. But for today, at least I'm going to, I guess, have to vote no on the whole thing, even though my objection clearly is not to the fact that we're going to consider redistricting, but I do think we should not be taking up two bills that were only put, that we haven't spent an hour on them. Thank you for allowing me.
Thank you, Representative. Any further debate? Representative Grant.
Thank you, Chairman. Just real briefly, I sat in on the Independent Special District Committee today, and one of the reasons why I would suggest we don't put off debate on this and passing the bill is that some of the issues, especially for some of the special districts, are going to be pretty complicated. The sooner we get to it and pass the bill, if that's what we're going to do, it gives those independent special districts time to meet with the stakeholders in those counties that are going to be impacted by the potential passing of this bill, write or rewrite their legislation to a way that's acceptable to everybody. And by putting this off for another month until the next special session, I think we're doing a disservice to those special districts and to the, especially the citizens of the of those two counties, Osceola and Orem. So I would respectfully ask everyone to vote up on this bill.
Thank you. Further debate? Ranking Member Wilhite, in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just for clarification, Leader Grant, it's not two counties. It's whatever all the counties are associated with the six special districts that we're talking about. I think that we've polarized it to be about one issue, but if we're truly looking at the six special districts, it's all of the special districts and all the counties and cities associated with all of them and not just two counties or two cities as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further debate? Seeing none, all in favor of the special order letter signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no.
No.
Show the special order letter adopted. Just a reminder that the amendment deadline for Wednesday session is Wednesday morning. Main amendments must be approved for filing by 8 a.m. And hearing amendments must be approved for filing by 9 a.m. Seeing no further business before the committee, without objection, Representative Beltran moves we adjourn. Have a good evening, guys.